I want to ask you before you go this morning. We had David Ford on the television show the other night, and of course he is now. He was in the media all last week talking about this this legislation that he's proposing, a change to abortion law in Northern Ireland. In other words, abortion would be allowed in cases of a fatal abnormality where the baby has no chance of survival, or indeed in a case of rape where a woman has been raped. What's your view on each of them? Let's take the fatal abnormality first. What's your personal view? Which way would you be voting, Edwin, on that?
Well, a considerable number of these cases are associated with anencephaly and hydrocephalus. And these people actually, you know, the mothers and fathers don't want abortions. What they wanted was healthy babies. And unfortunately for them, that's not going to happen. And, you know, I met a number of the people involved. I met people who had actually had abortions. I've met others who had went through the circumstances. And these are heartbreaking meetings, by the way. People who are absolutely gutted. But I've met people who had the babies, and you know they'd live for up to a couple of days, and they had very precious moments and very precious memories. Of that, and they believed that was absolutely the right thing to do. But in all of this, what they all wanted was to have a baby, and to have a healthy baby, and a baby that would live. And we engaged in talks with the Scottish and the Welsh, in fact, we engaged with Westminster as well, on the introduction of folic acid, fortified folic acid, fortifying flour with folic acid, which would ensure that the vast majority of cases wouldn't actually develop hydrocephalus.
Yeah, we are running out of time though, aren't we? So let's just get your view. Which way would you vote?
That is a far more important step in terms of delivering for the parents.
Sure, but it wouldn't have helped Sarah Yurt, for example. So if it comes down
it would help a future Sarah Yurt because may well avoid the circumstances that Sarah finds herself in.
Are you going to vote in support of allowing women who want an abortion in a case where their baby has a fatal abnormality? Going to support that or not when you vote?
Well, I think that a lot of this has in the past been left to the wisdom of the clinicians working with the mothers and fathers. And I think that's a circumstance that should continue to prevail.
No, this would be a law change. Do you support the law being changed so that women can have an abortion in Northern Ireland when two physicians say that the child has no chance of survival?
Well, first of all, I want to ensure that there are less and less children in those circumstances.
I hear that, but that's a different question.
I know it's a different
question. And you've addressed that, so let's answer the question, Edwin.
It's an absolutely important step to take. On the second issue, I think that we want to reduce the circumstances where abortion takes place in as far as possible, but we also want to ensure that the mothers' lives are never put at risk. And that's our absolute and priority.
I'm still not hearing a yes or no to the question I've asked. Are you going to vote in support of the change in legislation in Northern Ireland so that women can have an abortion in Northern Ireland in the case where their baby has a fatal abnormality? Yes or no?
The position of the DUP has always been that we would never ask a woman to go through a childbirth which puts her life at risk. And that is a fundamental difference.
No, it's not the question, though. You know what the question is. You met Sarah Yurt, you sat in her living room, and she wants the law changed. And it's not for me to say whether that's right or wrong, but it's for me to try to establish where you stand on it. So David Ford, the Justice Minister, would vote for a change in the law in that case. He's proposing it as a minister. Which side of the argument are you on? Or against?
Well, as a party, we will study the proposals that David Ford has brought forward.
Not as a party. You, as a former health minister and an elected representative, which side are you on?
No, but I think it's important. I'm on here as a representative of the party. So I will speak for the party as opposed to expressing a personal viewpoint. As a party, we will study the proposals. We will identify what our position is, and we will make our position known after we have an agreed position on it. These proposals are just out in the last few days. As a party, we haven't had the opportunity to do that. But we will take a very clear position on it.
Will your party not let MLAs vote as a matter of individual conscience?
Well, the party will have a discussion on it, and we will make that decision. And I would expect that we will probably have one unified decision.